the duffel bag of uniforms taking up space, but not something she could part with, Indiana National Guard Army veteran Shauna Reese appreciates being able to transform her old uniforms into something she can use, paper. During a combat paper workshop last year at Heron, she made the cover for a journal.
I'm planning for this workshop to just pull blank sheets of paper and actually use the paper itself as the pages of the book. I write poems as well, and so I'm looking to printing a book of poems using that paper.
Veterans share stories as they deconstruct their uniforms, cut them into tiny squares, which then get pulverized and made into pulp and then paper. Reese signed up for the National Guard in high school in 2000 and served for 12 years. She's now a sculpture major at Heron.
I really like building big, solid things with my hands, but at the same time, workshops like this and the book arts classes through Heron kind of make me think, well, sometimes the smaller things are just as worthwhile.
In 2011, as an anthropology major at IUPUI, Reese struggled with her studies as she also struggled with issues related to her combat service. Reese had been with the 76th Infantry Brigade and was deployed twice overseas, first in 2004.
In Afghanistan, I was tapped to be a radio operator. I sat at the headquarters and monitored a bunch of radios, took down reports, and just helped with the headquarters running.
After nearly a year, Reese couldn't wait to get home. She took a pass on mental health services the military provides to all returning soldiers, and at first, everything was fine.
It was kind of like a slow creep where I felt something was wrong, and it just got worse and worse and worse. I became very paranoid. I didn't have nightmares like most people think I did, but that was because I wasn't sleeping, because I was convinced that as soon as I closed my eyes, something was going to happen. And then that kind of led to sleeplessness, and I started getting audio hallucinations of events that happened. And it just kind of kept building and building into more paranoia.
11% of veterans coming home from Afghanistan and 20% from Iraq suffer PTSD. Many veterans don't reach out for help, and Reese was one of them.
I kind of retreated into my room that I had with my mother at the time, and I stayed there in like this little cave that I made. And I did not come out, I did not interact, I stopped working, I stopped doing things, and I slowly got better. But it was slow and a very nightmarish process for me. I did not at any time reach out for help at all. I dealt with it myself.
In 2008, she was deployed as a military police officer to Iraq for 9 months. And when she came home, she knew she didn't want to be in that hell again.
That scared me more than anything else, was trying to tough it out myself. So this time, the out-processing was even longer. They took each individual soldier, sat us down in front of a medical officer who said, "There's help available. Do you think you will need it?" And I straight up said, "Yes, I am going to need it. I'm going to need help."
Today, Reese encourages other veterans to reach out.
Because that's the hardest part of it, is just the talking out loud. Not only so someone else hears it, but so that you hear it. And that was the thing that seemed to help me the most. It kind of forced me to sit there and process everything.
The need to fill 3 credit hours back in 2011 changed the course of Reese's degree path. She signed up for charcoal drawing and found that just being in the building at Heron helped her relax. Today, she is 1 class shy of finishing her degree in sculpture. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon.